안녕하세요, 친구들. Green Kim.
Kim, Kim.
Welcome to our podcast.
All things gay.
I'm sorry, guys. We were gone for so long.
But we're back in a month.
Yes.
Exactly in a month.
Yes, we are finally back after 1 month. For all of you who may not know, some personal things happened, diba, mm-hmm. in the last month. That's why we were not able to, you know, give you fresh content. But don't worry, guys. We are back. Back to regular programming. Again,
yes.
This is Corinne Kim.
And Jimmy Kim.
Your favorite Filipino-Korean couple. And
Is it like certified?
Yeah, I think
from
so.
ABS-CBN?
No, from ano?
Globe Community?
I think ang nag-certify is mga AGB Nielsen, ganyan. Kantar. Ano mo yung ganyan?
Yung kala ko mga FDA, mga ganun.
Ganyan. FDA. Ganun. Certified by the FDA. DPWH.
ano may ganyan din sa intramuros? What's that for? Labor, chichiba?
D-O-L-E, dole.
Dole. Ganun.
So anyway, guys, kamusta kayo? I hope that you guys had, you know, a great month that we weren't here. And kahit naman po wala kami sa podcast, nagbalik YouTube naman ako, di ba?
Oh, yes.
I'm much more active on YouTube now. And also, we have our K-Live.
Oh, yeah. Every Wednesday.
Wednesdays
so,
at 8
p.m. So, it's gonna be like every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're gonna have something new, ba?
I think so. It seems like that.
Oh, wow.
But definitely, I'm back on YouTube. And yun nga, that's our new thing. We have our weekly live. So you get to chat with us, ask us questions on the spot.
And the games.
And we have so many games. We'll have some giveaways. Oh, yeah, so please join us there on YouTube. That's every Wednesday,
8
live,
PM.
8 p.m. Philippine time.
Yes. Yun.
So, na-miss ko mag-podcast. Na-miss mo ba?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, di ba nakaka-miss? So, for our parang comeback topic, we decided to come up with parang another cultural topic.
Yes, kasi it's only in the Korea lang eh.
Mm-mm. No, the thing is like you go to different podcasts, whatever, they talk about K-drama, they talk about K-pop, but
maybe it could be mas magaling sila.
Who?
You know what I mean? Oh. Yung aming mga ibang podcast.
Uh-huh.
Kasi they
watch drama so much?
They watch so much. Mm. Or
not K-pop. We're the best in K-pop.
They study so much. Eh, alam mo yan?
Pero I think in terms of Korean culture, definitely this is where you get the best information about Korean culture that is normally not talked about in other, you know, like videos or mm-hmm. podcasts for sure. So hopefully, guys, you would enjoy this topic. I'm sure I would enjoy it because this is Jimmy Kim's moment.
Oh, yeah.
Ito yung mga favorite mong topics eh. Yung ikaw lang yung nakakaalam eh.
Yes.
So, our topic for today is superstitions in Korea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alam mo mga superstitions sa Philippines?
Hindi ko alam.
Wala kang alam.
Oh.
Ang daming superstitions
may
dito.
Ba?
Oh, for example, you get lost.
Uh-huh.
Kunyari, yun, nasa forest ka. I don't know why you'd be in the forest alone. You get lost. You have to parang baliktad yung damit.
Bakit?
Actually, I have no idea why.
Oh my God.
Parang they're parang mga fairies, mga whatever, mga dwarves. I think they're playing with you. I don't know if that's the exact explanation.
May something ganyan in Korea din. Something ganyan.
Wait lang.
No. It's not ganyan. It's parang example lang.
Ah.
If you get lost, you just spit on your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
It could be right hand. And then clap it, and then your saliva is gonna go to some direction, diba? You just follow that direction.
That's seryoso. But that's not really superstition. Parang ano lang yan. Okay, anyway, let's get down to business. So,
okay.
Korean superstition, some of these I have heard of. Some of these, I'm sure, like, bago lang in my, for me.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, so number one, if you whistle in the night,
mm-hmm.
the snake will follow you.
If you whistle in the
snake
night.
Will come.
Kunyari, you're inside your house, you whistle in the night.
It doesn't have to be house.
Like so if you're walking.
Walking or anywhere in the night, if you whistle, there will be a snake.
I'm sure they came up with this superstition nung tipong like Joseon Dynasty pa.
Feeling ko din.
11, baka parang 5,000 years ago, ganun.
Hindi, too much naman.
Hindi kasi.
Pwede din mga 200 years. 100, 200 years.
Hindi, thousands na yan.
Hindi yan.
King Sejong level na yan.
Feeling Koreano ito.
Feeling ko lang naman.
Oh, feeling mo
kasi
yan.
Kasi impossible na recently kasi syempre city na or
no, 100.
100 years ago
100
lang?
Years ago, it's Joseon Dynasty, babe.
1921? No, parang ano na yan.
21, that's under Japanese era. Oh. So it's Joseon pa rin.
Oh, anyway, I don't think it's 100 years ago lang. Trust me, guys, anyway. this has been an old superstition for sure since mga 1400s ganyan.
Pero yung ano, it's from matandas. Mga rola, lolo, you know why? Kasi parang before in Korea, there was a job. Para snake hunter.
The snake hunters, yeah.
They don't only catch the snake lang. Mga
tiger.
Ano yun, mga plants in the night. Mga insam, mga sansam. Alam mo yung ganun?
Why do they have to get it at night?
They don't have to get it in the night.
They don't have.
Pero, there's some special, I don't know, maybe the snake comes out more.
At night.
No. So, how they do it, they have to get the sticks, di ba? Mm-hmm. Touch the mga
rocks.
And then, whistle sila. Para.
Tapos lalabas.
And then yung ano, the snake comes out. Maybe. That's what they used to do it daw. So that yung harabaji harmony, mga rolos. Hoy, don't do that. Maybe snake will come out.
At night lang to, di ba? Night lang. If you whistle at night. Okay. First superstition. Interesting.
Pero we don't have mga cobra. Alam mo yan. May maliit. But we don't even have like, ano to, parang
boa constrictor.
O boa something. Sawa. Yung malaki. Wala ganun.
Wala kayong ganun.
Wala ganun.
Interesting. Next.
So number two. This is important. So you will never give your loved one, bang girlfriend, boyfriend, or shoes as a gift.
Okay.
Kasi you know why?
Uh-huh.
They will wear it and then they will go away.
Hala. Okay.
They will go to another girl, another boy.
Gets. Kasi they're gonna leave. Parang it makes sense. Like, if you think about it, in the old days, parang shoes are not super, it's super rare, diba? Siguro nung mahirap pa yung Korea, whatever. Sabi ko nga sa mga 1545, ganyan, a long time ago. So if you give someone shoes, so bago yung shoes niya, there's a chance na alis siya. Then, I don't know,
feeling what about lang. Philippines?
Sa amin, ang kasabihan, sorry, pamahiin. Ang pamahiin ay, if you give, superstition means pamahiin eh. If you give someone footwear, not just shoes, like any footwear, you have, for example, I give you footwear, you have to pay me kahit piso.
Yeah, may ganun dati. Bakit? Why?
Malas daw.
Malas.
Hindi ko na, but I don't really follow it. So
shoes lang. Parang
footwear.
T-shirts, footwear. Pants.
Hindi. Something to, wait. I know already. Na-explain sa akin ito ni Sophie. Kasi parang, I received some shoes. So, parang sabi ni
Sophie.
You have to pay Jaja. Jaja gave me the shoes. You have to pay Jaja kahit 10 pesos, 5 pesos. Why? What does it mean? Parang, you are allowing the other person to step on you.
Step on you.
Uh-oh. Parang you're lower than the other person. Yun daw. I don't know if it's true, guys. Let us know sa Twitter or Facebook if tama ito sinasabi ko because I'm not really sure.
And then also, parang it's plus one lang. Parang 2.1. 2.1. If you, in the chicken, diba? There's so many parts. If you eat the wings a lot, you will have affair.
You will have, sorry. If I am the person who eats the wings a lot, I will have an affair.
Uh-huh.
I eat a lot of chicken, babe. Chicken wings.
Yeah, but that's the things in Korea. If you like the wings, don't eat wings. Parang ganyan. Yeah. It's baram nata.
Oo nga.
Baram nanda. So, bawal ka wings.
Magkakaroon ka ng affair. Parang magkakaroon ka ng You know how I learned about it? Because I really like wings, guys. So, if you would like to send me wings, let me know. So, I really like wings. So, I was eating a lot of wings one time. There was a Korean ajushi where we were eating with. There was someone. One of those, like, you know, in the past. Then, yun sabi niya, Paramnanda. Paramnanda. Ganyan. Ganyan niya.
Paramnanda. Offer. Tama ba?
Sabi niya, do you like wings? Yes. Paramnanda. Ganyan. Okay. Noted. Okay. Next.
This is the pinaka. It's somehow parang it's a meme internationally.
International. Yes.
Internationally,
yes.
Diba?
Yes.
If your room or indoor it's very closed. No open window, no open the door. Then if you turn on the electric fan whole night, you're gonna patay.
Okay. Ang tawag po dito, fan death.
Oh.
Fan death. So, I'm sure if you search about it on Google, there's a lot of discussions about it.
Yung ano, until parang, I was like 20 or 30, I still believed it.
So now you don't believe it
anymore? Ako hindi. Now I found out, only Korea lang pala yung ganon.
Until you're 30?
Mga ganon.
Until we're married na?
Yes. Ano parang ganyan? Until parang, somehow ganon. Parang I was super old eh. I was not even like, old.
We were dating. We were dating.
I'm not sure eh. But somehow ganyan-ish.
Okay.
Oh. So anyway, so before I go to Philippines,
you super believed it.
I believed it already.
Nang super talaga.
Super. Para, huy, huy, open the window. Open the door. You're gonna die.
But why? Even your how did you know? Kasi your parents then believed. Your family, everyone believed.
Everyone.
So basically, ang point po nito, pag summer lang ba to or kahit winter?
Kahit anytime.
Anytime.
Kasi daw parang is para scientifically something.
Uh-oh.
The electric fan, may wind, di ba? It makes the oxygen down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you're gonna die. You cannot breathe anymore. That's the point.
Yes. So, but basically, it's really just the Koreans who believe it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know.
But then they say that there's no scientific explanation. But people have died. May mga namatay na daw kasi. Hindi ba?
Hindi. But I read it kanina.
Uh-huh.
Sabi nila, in the 1970s, 60s, we have electric fan, di ba?
Uh-huh.
But it consumes the electricity, di ba?
Uh-huh.
So that someone from the taas, they made this rumor so that they will not use the electric fan so much. So reduce the electrical in buong Korea.
Pero wait. So if you don't use the electric fan, pero you can use the electric fan if you open naman the window or the door.
Mm-mm.
So okay lang. So they can still use the electric fan.
Yeah, maybe it became parang changed. So it's the one of the story.
Okay,
maybe
okay.
Someone made it kwento ganon so that parang they will reduce the electricity usage, lower the electricity capacity pa ganon.
Okay. Noted. That
pero before I believed it talaga ha.
Uh-oh.
Parang yung kulang oxygen, so patay ako, so open the window.
You always are worried about the lack of oxygen. That's why you keep on saying that about my family house.
No, that's I can believe it. I can feel it. No. Whenever I go to that room, I cannot breathe. What's that? This is prison.
That's super
my god.
That's super psychological.
No,
though.
Hindi. Parang your window is super maliit, diba? Totoo hindi.
Yeah.
Your room is super sa likot ng bahay mo, diba? Walang window.
Uh-huh.
Walang sun. Sun parang araw. Walang araw. And parang it's like, I can't breathe.
But anyway, yeah. So guys, if you want to know more about it, just Google fan death.
Oh, yeah. In Korea.
In Korea. Fan death in Korea, yes.
Okay.
So next.
Number three. So this is mga parang mas swerte.
Marami pa yan ha, kasi 13 minutes pa lang tayo.
Swerte.
Ah, for swerte. Okay,
so
okay.
This is like, if you have a dream, if you see the pig.
Pig.
Baboy.
Uh-huh.
You have to buy, the good luck is come, so you have to buy the lotto.
Oh, okay.
But it's something about mga
money.
Asset, money, luck, or something. So, basically, if you dream of a baboy, swerte ka.
Oh, yes. I like it.
Baboy.
That makes sense.
So you have to buy something.
Yes.
And then, the plus one, para 3.1. If you remember the 도둑들,
The thieves. The movie The Thieves.
The Jeon Ji-hyun bought the dream from Azuma.
Yes.
Yung may ganyan
yes.
Scene, diba? So yung Koreans parang they are selling their dreams.
But do people really believe it?
Ano parang hindi parang it's parang sige, bala na.
Oh sige.
So pero if you cannot say what you dreamt to someone.
Uh-huh.
But she is gonna buy your dream, diba?
Uh-huh.
So the one who is buying the dream just believe that, oh yeah, it's locked naman eh.
Okay.
I'm gonna pay it.
Okay.
Ganon.
Okay.
Pero you cannot say the
what's the dream about?
Dream about.
Pero, why will I buy your dream kung hindi ko alam if it's good or bad?
You have to believe the person.
Oh.
Uy, ay, parang, uy, I dreamt something super, super good. You have to buy this. Parang ganun.
Oh. I should do that to you. Mm. I always have good dreams.
I never dreamt.
That's your problem. Ako every day I have a dream.
What is your problem? No. Which means I sleep well.
That's not true. That's literally not true. That's the scientific. That's literally not true. That's literally not true. Anyway, moving on. So guys, if you dream of a pig, you have to taya sa loto.
Yes. I'm buying loto every week.
Oh yeah,
3 times a day, a week. Pero I haven't got the 230 million yet.
Don't worry, we will have that soon. Okay.
So you have to dream. You have to dream the pig.
Ako, I will dream about the pig.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Okay. So number four.
Next superstition
is if you have important, para exam, important interview, you never eat miyoku.
Ulitin ko lang po, kunyari may test kayo or mga job interview, anything important na parang may test factor.
Do not eat
miyokuk. Miyokuk is seaweed soup. So, I think kung kumain kayo sa Korean restaurant or kahit sa
makikita. No, seaweed soup actually you eat every your birthday.
Yes, diba? Yes. Correct. So, you have to eat it pag birthday, pero ang itsura niya parang may green seaweed tapos sabaw. Ganun lang naman siya.
Or sa loob, it could be meat. Beef,
radish,
it could be the shell, mussel. Super sarap.
Masarap yan, yuck po.
Super sarap.
Eh, paano pag kunyari may test ng birthday mo?
Don't eat.
Bakit nga? Anong rason?
Kasi yung the miyok, the seaweed is very slippery, di ba? Or super slippery. So you're gonna slip down.
Oh.
Guess mo?
Yes.
If it's slippery, you cannot go up, di ba talaga?
Ah.
You're gonna go down, parang you're gonna slip.
Yes.
So, don't eat.
Interesting. Okay. Diba? Okay.
Pero super sarap yung miyok. Favorite ko.
Mm-mm-mm.
Para is the best for me. It's the best for hangover food.
The best hangover food, miyokuk. Okay.
Noted. Okay, yes. And then
we have
number five. Whenever you, this is
okay,
very
guys,
important.
Tsaka ito mga Pinoy ginagawa to eh. We do this eh.
Oh yes. So ayoko, I have my ballpen.
This is very, very common for
and then
Filipinos.
This is a problem recently kasi whenever you go to mga contact tracing, then they give in the red ballpen. Ayoko. Ganon. So, in Korea, if you write your name with red ballpen, you're gonna die.
Yeah. Hindi lang to sa Korea. I think, parang China, Japan din eh.
I think, parang China, Korea, Japan yung ganyan tatlo.
They think believe they really. Kasi, so, I didn't really know about it until, of course, I got more exposed to it.
Pero talaga totoo, in Korea, I've never seen any people use the red ballpen with you.
To write the name.
Right, write
that's
name.
True. That's correct. That's
diba?
Correct.
And then, normally, we use the only black lang eh. We don't even use, parang even
blue.
Blue or green, any color. And we don't. Kasi yung red ballpen is parang is only for mga highlight. Or whenever you score your paper.
We don't
normally use the red ballpen.
Right. Pero ano nga yung backstory nito? Bakit namamatay?
I read it kanina also. Sabi niya, is galing China daw.
Aha.
And then, in the China, only emperor can use the red ink with the signature.
Okay.
So, parang it's like from the mga castle, ganun. Uy, don't use it. You're gonna die. Kasi only emperor can use it.
Kasi parang papatayin ka ng emperor
parang
ganun. If you use
it. Yung ganun.
Tsaka you guys have to remember, if this came from like, hello, hundreds of years ago, they didn't have a ball pen. They only used yung parang, yung brush, diba?
Maybe they used the, no?
Yung calligraphy.
The blood.
Oh, what? Hindi naman.
Because it's red.
I don't know.
How will you make it the red? Diba?
Red ink.
May red
parang
ink?
Paint. They used to paint with different colors naman.
Okay. Noted.
So anyway, so the point is, for you to get the red ink, parang nag-effort ka talaga. Diba? You really exerted effort.
Actually, tama.
So, parang why would you use red ink? So, it means you're
black
trying...
Black is the normal.
The normal, diba? So, it means if you use red ink, you're trying to really copy the emperor.
Oh.
Ayan, that's my thought. Wala kami emperor eh. At wala rin kami mga ink na ganyan.
Pwede naman.
Yes.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, pero guys, ano ha, if ako, kung ako sa inyo, wag nyo, try nyo rin wag gawin.
So, let's move on to malas also.
Malas, yes, yes. Okay. Superstitions din naman yan. Uh-oh. Pamahiin pa din.
And the, when you go to Korea, mm-hmm. and you take the elevator, mm-hmm. there's no fourth floor.
Oh.
It's either normally most of them it's F floor.
Oh.
Number 4, so F.
So 1 2 3 F.
F.
5?
5.
Oh,
kasi in some in, I saw in some Chinese building in the Philippines also.
Uh-huh.
They don't have 4.
Oh, yeah, Chinese they don't malas ang 4.
Mm, diba? In Korea same din eh. Kasi sa which is number 4, how we call it, sa, is same pronunciate like death.
Huh?
Death.
What is death in Korean?
Sa.
Oh.
No, in the Chinese letter, di ba? Samang. Samang is death eh.
Ah.
Sa, and then number sa is same pronunciation, di ba? So we don't use the sa.
Yeah, actually, yeah, the Chinese explanation also because 4 means death eh.
Yes.
So parang it's very, they're very parang allergic to number 4.
Yes.
A lot of, even yung sa steps ng ano, yung steps ng
stairs.
Dapat.
Ah, so dapat 3 or 5. Oo, ganun.
Parang ganun.
Ah, walang number 4.
Mm. Do you remember when we had the parang the house in Kamuning? Na parang yung steps niya, parang 4.
Ah, yeah. And then if parang if apat, parang you have to put the parang foot frog and, or something.
Oo, parang ganun, di ba? Oh. Tsaka, if you said, parang another person explained to me, especially for the Chinese, kunyari, they own a building or a house. Mm-hmm. If walang choice, 4 talaga yung ganyan, they will super add, super maliit. Kaya so, some buildings so have yung five. Parang, super parang maliit na step na it doesn't make sense why there's ganyan. Pero they just don't want it na 4 steps. Mm.
Pero in Korea, we don't have mga steps. Pero elevator.
Oh, elevator. Mm-hmm. Yun, ganyan. Tsaka,
or, I think some building, they don't, if there's no F, mm-hmm. it's 1, 2, 3, and then it's 5.
Oo, parang ganyan.
Yes.
Pero may number 13 kayo?
13, yes. But, we don't believe kasi yung 13 is kaling stage, diba?
Ah.
Kasi we're more parang Asian.
Yes, yes,
so more
yes.
Effect sa from China.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's true.
But we don't believe mga 13th of Friday, mga ganun.
Oo, that's true, that's true. Tama. Makes sense.
So mga sila, ano to, si ano yung mga Friday of 13, what's that? Mason, Jason. Jason, uh-oh. We don't believe. Parang, Amusawo. We're not scared.
Yes,
but
yes.
We are musubo with the gangshi.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Gangshi, super musubo yan.
Yung tumatalon na ghost?
Yes.
Okay,
gangshi.
Okay.
Uy, paano na? Paano na if I become gangshi? Ganun.
Why are you gonna become gangshi?
Parang you're beaten? Parang ganun eh.
Okay,
kasi they are from the tomb.
Tomb.
Oh, they're galing doon sila eh.
I don't even, guys, if you don't know what gangshi is, parang
Hong Kong movie.
If you know parang, Hong Kong movie.
Chinese zombie.
Tapos zombie siya. Tapos diretso lang yung kamay niya.
They jump like this. Parang they don't
yung,
walk.
Naka, yung front, naka, parang naka stretch out yung kamay niya sa harapan. Ganyan.
Ganyan. Super musawo.
Oo.
Anyway, so let's go to malas ulit.
Malas, okay.
Okay, malas ulit.
Malas swerte lang kahit ano.
So, next one. Are we number 6 or 7?
I don't know how many numbers.
I think number 6 ata. If you para stick your chopstick or spoon.
Yeah.
Normal spoon eh. Kasi we don't...
Ano, the Filipinos, they put chopsticks there.
We put the chopstick. We use both pala. Chopstick and spoon.
Mm.
Do not stick your chopstick and spoon in your rice bowl.
So, for context lang mga Pinoy, di ba? Mm. Di ba when we eat, kunyari, rice, di ba, mm-hmm. nasa bowl siya.
Kasi our Philippines, flat, flat kami, di ba? So, we use the bowl.
Pero sa, in like, kunyari, Japan, Korea, mm-hmm. China, they use dong rice na nakalagay sa bowl, di ba, mm-hmm. if you can imagine. Tapos, if you eat the rice, you cannot, di mo pwedeng itusok yung chopsticks mo sa ibabaw ng rice.
Yes. Parang gano'n. Parang vertically.
Vertically. Dapat gawin mo siyang, para ilapag mo lang, just put it sa tabi, di ba? Or, basta ipatong mo.
Even on top, parang is somehow
medyo
malaki.
Medyo isang. So, parang, kailangan ilagay mo siya sa tabi. Kasi, yun nga, pag sa, may patay sila, tinutusok nila yung incense dun sa rice. So, parang, it's kind of like similar to offering food for the dead, if ganyan. So, ayun, FYI.
Even the spoon, dapat hindi parang baliktad when you put down on the table.
Huh? So, what dapat, do you mean?
I mean, parang, it's on top. Parang ganun.
Ah, okay, okay. So, pag kunyari, di ba, kumayan ka, binaba mo yung spoon, hindi pwedeng naka...
baliktad.
Nakabaliktad. Hindi pwedeng naka parang turn down. Dapat naka-turn up siya.
Dapat.
Oo, kasi malas daw pag naka-turn down. Ooh, ooh! Ayan, very applicable yan kasi pagkakain kayo sa Korean restaurants, mga Chinese, it's Japanese.
Very, it's very important kasi yung mga you have, you're about to marry, diba? And you're gonna meet your parang parents-in-law.
Oo, oo, oo.
And then parang that's what you are gonna do in the table. Hoy, hoy, don't get married this girl. Don't get married this guy.
Hindi. Well, if you get married to a Chinese, Japanese, or Korean.
Ay, it's okay naman is yung foreigner siya lang.
Oo, oh, foreigner.
Huy, parang wala, hindi siya educated. Parang ka,
as in, sa Korea. Interesting.
Parang we have to talk about mga our table manners. It's super complicated.
As in?
As in. Parang you cannot hold the chopstick and spoon together. May ganun.
But that's like... table manners, hindi siya, kumaga table manners yan.
No, table, but how to eat or so.
Oh, we'll talk about that sometime. Oh, so, next time. Let's do that. Super complicated.
But if you don't follow that, parang, hindi siya educated from their family.
Correct, correct. Okay.
May minus point yan.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so next one, number eight, seven. Do not never step on the door slide. Your lock will go away.
So if you guys can imagine, ano, di ba yung may sliding door?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yung sliding door, sa ilalim niya, may parang, yung pinagsislidean ba? Yung parang kung saan nakakabit yung door, kung saan nagsislide yung door. Hindi, dapat hindi kayo tumapak doon. Dapat i-over nyo.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, walk over it, not on top of it. Huwag mo siyang tatapakan. Kasi daw, your mom, ano, your luck will go away.
Mm-hmm. Kasi, mga is, parang, it's mga funeral things daw eh.
Ah.
Kasi they believe that that's between the
doors.
The door slider.
Uh-uh.
That's, so the left side is gonna be the real life. Then, you're gonna over it, that's gonna be the
parang afterlife.
Afterlife. Mm-hmm. So, do not over, parang step on that.
On the middle. So, dapat on, ano ka, over.
Yes.
Kumbaga, parang lampasan mo.
Yes.
Pero, you know why we don't have this concept?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, for, we don't have sliding doors growing up.
Oh.
I mean, sorry, of course we do, pero it's not
common.
Typical in Philippines.
But in Korea, parang every door,
diba, yung mga sliding door? Hindi, tsaka yung dun sa mga luma, sa mga province, not, sliding door talaga
not
kayo.
Not even sliding. Even to parang open, diba?
There
is eh.
Hindi, meron din kami nun.
Mm-mm.
Pero what I'm saying is like, growing up, for example, if you go to an old house in Vigan,
mm-hmm.
it's really doors.
Ah, okay.
You know, hindi kami, wala kami yung parang...
So may butas sa baba?
Wala kaming ganun.
So may butas? Talaga.
Yes. Correct.
Ganun. So, do not ever step on
the parang sliding door center. Okay.
The next. And then, eating apple in the night is really bad for your health.
What?
So, sabi nila, parang, if you eat apple in the morning, that's good. But if you eat the apple in the night, it's a poison.
Oh, why?
I don't know. So that's why parang okay, so it's night, so I'm not gonna eat apple, banana na lang ako.
Oh, that's why you're asking us to buy banana. Ang arte-arte mo.
Kasi you know why?
Mm.
I don't know why, pero what they believe is apple, some parang portion of apple is gonna make your stomach sira. So you're gonna go to mga toilet a lot in the night. So it's not good tau. But apparently there's so many fiber in the apple, which is really good for your body.
Yes,
so you have to eat apple.
Yes, correct. Okay.
Super fun, diba?
A few more. We have a few more, guys.
Oh yes. The next one.
Mm-hmm.
This is medyo bago.
Okay.
Kasi this one, parang in 20 years ata. Less than 20 years. Kasi if you go to Lotte World, there's a gyro drop, diba?
Yes.
gyro. So there was para rumor that the gyro drop went up, and then some girl, sobrang mahabang hair, it stuck.
Yeah.
On the machine. The what's the how do you call this?
I don't know that machine.
The machine, so that her
head
was the head snap. Skin. Parang it was stuck on the sa taas. Her body went down.
But that didn't only happen there.
Huh? It never happened. It's super taas eh.
Hindi. Tsaka ano din, it also is parang in the States. Ganyan. In other countries, may ganyan ding
mga rumor
sa mga amusement park.
So may ganyan pala amusement park lahat.
It adds to the thrill eh, of those who are going.
Pero I think, kasi yung Lotte World never denies eh. Pero officially, they never denied. It never happened.
Kasi nga, it's ano, it adds to the thrill.
That's
so
why.
It's good for marketing.
That's why. So parang, I think they never deny it because maybe some people, they still believe it.
Uh-oh.
So whenever they take the gyro drop, they will be super scared.
Oh, parang so ganun. Parang ganun. Exactly. Eh. Parang ganun. It's additional parang tactic.
Yes.
Eh.
So parang, okay, noted.
Mm-hmm.
So may ganun.
Alright guys, I hope you guys learned a lot. I certainly did. Sobrang enjoy ako sa topic na to. Ha? So next time we have more things to talk about like yung table manners and everything.
I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Pero I'm sure that you guys also want us to talk about K-drama, K-pop, diba? K-fashion, K-food, K-travel, other K-things. But don't worry, we are gonna have that in our next episodes, and we're gonna have more episodes with guests also, so abangan niyo po yan. But for now, we're gonna have our keywords for the day and our keywords or for the week. And our keywords for the day is number one.
I think people know this.
Oh,
Hwiparam.
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 Hwiparam. You know why people know about this?
Because of Blackpink.
Because of Blackpink. Yes. I just got this ambassador.
I just got these words because of the snake. I mentioned number one, di ba?
Yeah, whisper.
If I remember. Yeah, maybe they know already.
Yeah, they do. Hwiparam. Parang.
The whistle. Yes,
whistle. So guys, alam niyo yan. Second keyword or key phrase of the day
is sagwa.
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 Sagwa. Sagwa meaning
is apple.
Apple. Perfect. Sagwa.
But there's another meaning of sagwa.
Yes.
It's apologize. Apologize.
So apologize.
Parang somehow, parang it's parang medyo awkward. I don't want to apologize. They just give them the sagwa.
Oh my God. Seryoso?
So parang, sagwa.
I want to say sorry, but I don't want to say sorry. Oh, okay.
Sagwa.
Ay, cute. That's cute though.
Apple kasi.
That's cute though. And our last keyword for the day is
선풍기.
선풍기. 선풍기.
선풍기.
선풍기 is
electric fan.
Electric fan. Yes, electric fan. So very ano, our keywords for today are very usable.
Yeah.
In fairness naman talaga.
Diba? Everyone has electric fan, diba? I think everyone has it.
And of course, sagwa.
Sagwa, apple.
And whisper naman, whisper. They know naman from Blackpink. So yeah, I hope that you guys enjoyed our episode for today. And if you have any comments about it, please let us know on Twitter. And let us know on my Facebook account as well. You can get in touch with us through yun nga, Twitter or Instagram. That's my account is @KringKim. And on Facebook and YouTube, just search for Kring Kim. On TikTok, I'm also on TikTok. Just search for KringKim.ph. And also, we have a Viber group.
Yes.
Yes, guys, please join us. I'm not sure if we're searchable, actually, but I think look for Kringles or Kring Kim. You can find our Viber group for our Kringles family. So you can get so many updates. And I actually, chika with the members of the Kringles family in that Kringles Viber group. So please join us there.
Or you have anything question about Korea.
Oh, that's where we can answer easily.
Diba?
And yeah, please get in touch with us in our different social media accounts. And if you have any suggestion on other topics in the future, please let us know. Okay? Thank you so much, guys, again for listening to us this time. Anything else you want to say? Ingat sila.
They yeah, ingat, ano. Ingat. Kasi yung, alam mo yun, yung the COVID is getting dangerous again.
Uh-oh.
So just stay home.
Yes, stay home.
Wash your hands lagi. Wash your hands lagi.
And please wear masks.
Yeah, wear masks. I'm sure that's very... That's the minimum...
Requirement
you have to do it talaga.
So anyway, guys, we'll see you again next time. Only here on All Things K. Remember that you are loved and you are beautiful and you are blessed. So don't even, you know, have second thoughts about your greatness. Okay, we'll see you guys again next time. Love you. Bye-bye.
Kamsahamnida.
Bye.